Yada yada yada. Welcome to an episode of Stargate Oversight. We have a Patreon cut of this episode. We cut like 20, 30 minutes of jokes from this. You should go listen to it. Give us money on patreon.com/HDOpodcast.
Oh, yeah. That's the hub.
Thinks this was an episode for drops.
Oh. Hello! Oops, sorry.
Go on.
Just gonna do the fucking starting stuff, sorry.
Yeah.
Now we can do what we can do a preamble. We can talk shit before the start.
I was just gonna say hello. This is the podcast name.
That I was gonna say you should have got a drop for my favorite part of the episode. That I was gonna ask you and then I forgot.
Aww. Hello everybody and welcome back to Stargate Oversight. A podcast where we talk about,
A podcast about Stargate disasters with slides.
Shut up, we can't do that. talk about, retro video games, Jeffrey Epstein, and, defamation of named individuals.
And actionable threats, don't forget the actionable threats.
Of course, actionable threats, of course, yes.
We love an actionable threat.
I am Arctisha Frost, and my pronouns are she and her.
Hi, I'm Hope Freyoral, and now I don't have a mouthful of fish and chips. My pronouns are she and it.
Hello, I am Imber, and my pronouns are he and him.
Whoa!
Yeah, we have a guest again.
That's not Ryan!
That isn't Ryan.
What the fuck is Ryan?
I'm not the man who lives in your phone.
What the fuck did you do with Ryan? Who are you?
I live in your phone now.
Is the phone comfier than the bear you were living in?
No, I'm still a bear in the phone.
Okay, so we now have ladies and gentlemen, you've upgraded. You now have a bear in your phone.
Exactly. It's much better than
we love the bear in our phone.
Yes, listeners, Ryan has unfortunately caught a disease called I booked the week off to play Final Fantasy 16. Fuck you, I'm playing Final Fantasy 16 all week.
And I've caught the disease of I'm going to be away for 2 weeks, and so we need to schedule recordings so that we have enough episodes to cover.
Yeah, we've got enough. This is three recordings.
Although, by the time you are hearing this, listeners, I will have, just got back home, I think?
Probably.
Those are some very serious diseases that we have.
It is, yeah.
Aboard this podcast.
I do hope my phone doesn't give out, because I have the disease that I spent 5 hours assembling a Gundam today.
Oh, no.
Yes, I believe...
Twitch.tv/HopeFrayall archive streams.
Incredible. I believe that disease you have is called autism.
No. You're not allowed to call it that anymore.
No. It's called sleepy gay little bitch disease.
Ah, I've heard of this. I think I may have contracted it at some point.
Damn, yeah, it's infectious.
Yeah, it's almost as infectious as Imber's wonderful smile. Aww. Or perhaps syphilis.
Did you just compare your boyfriend to syphilis?
The most similar thing.
He, you know.
What, you get a slight burning sensation from his care-bear smile?
I think I need to get that checked out, probably.
Yeah. Care Bear stare.
Speaking of needing a checkout, we are doing the season 2 episode 7 or 8, as the official numbering would be, episode Message in an Orb.
I think that's the title of the episode.
Yeah, close enough.
Yes.
What are you going to do, disagree with the orb?
Well, somebody disagrees with you all, but I think we'll get there a little bit later on.
Fuck, I wish I'd gotten drops from the fucking Tomska and Ashen sketch about the orb. Where did it come from? Came from the hole.
That is That's very applicable.
It is.
Everyone, all the listeners, as your homework, you have to go and watch the Ashton's Orb video, okay?
And we will know, because there will be a quiz next class and next lesson that we have together. There will be a quiz, and we will know if you haven't done your homework.
I do live in your phone.
We will know.
So I will know.
So, question one, listeners, you will be graded on a curve. Who is the guest star in Tomska's sketch of the orb? Is it A, Colonel Jack O'Neill, B, Teal'c, or C, some guy from Norwich?
It's, my drops aren't working, apparently.
No! This is a disaster.
I don't know why that's happening.
Quick, yeah. We'll have to verbally recreate all your drops.
Yep, okay. No drops this episode, I'm sorry. Well, okay.
Mine work.
Yours work. Mine don't, apparently.
I mean, I have the summary of this episode in one drop.
I can't see what's happening. Are we boned?
Yeah, we're boned.
Well, it's. I didn't get it. I forgot to get it as a drop. It wouldn't matter because my drops don't work anyway, but... the first thing I did when, because Ember and I were watching this together, the first thing I did as soon as we opened up this episode was I started just singing, "We're Whalers on the Moon."
We carry a harpoon.
But there ain't no whales, so we tell tall tales.
And sing a whaling tune.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to download the orb and it's not downloading.
You wouldn't download an orb.
Oh, wouldn't I?
So yeah, we start off our episode on some kind of moon-like planetary body, I suppose.
My notes say this is SG-1 directed by Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, when he did the moon landing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I remember the good old days. In fact, I remember helping him.
That's really weird. I didn't know you were that old, but...
I'm like 3,000 plus years old. I don't remember how old
Oh, no. You have the body of, like, a 7-year-old. You have the body of a 7-year-old, but you're 5,000 years old.
She's 5,000 years old, it's fine.
Hi, yes, my name is Acela Orion Heartunderblade. No, wait, it's Kishot Acela Orion Heartunderblade. Fuck! Don't ask why I know that.
Can't believe you messed this up.
Can't believe I made a Monogatari reference on a Stargate podcast. Yeah,
welcome to Nonsky Oversight.
We talk about the media properties.
I try to watch Monogatari, but like the Hachikuji stuff is just so incredibly creepy. I had to turn it off.
Yeah. Could you not?
Yeah. It's like, hey, this show would almost be good if it didn't have the pedophilia. You heard
it's
it
okay.
Here first.
They then, like, in later seasons, they whip out adult Hachikuji.
Oh no.
Oh no.
And he still sexually harasses her.
Of course. Well, welcome to Monogatari.
She's 18.
Yeah, welcome to Monogatari Oversight. this is the podcast that we talk about that anime that's occasionally good when they stop doing the pedophilia jokes.
Yeah.
Gonna say, isn't that Dragon Maid?
That is also Dragon Maid, yes.
R.I.P. to Dragon Maid. It had so much potential.
I was gonna say we maybe need to ask the nation of Japan some questions, but I would like to inform the listener that I don't know if you're aware of this, but our wonderful island nation of the United Kingdom slightly has some pedophilia problems as well.
Indeed.
Yeah, but
I know,
we don't
obviously.
Put it in our cartoon.
Yeah.
We're very secretive about it.
Yes, we don't put our pedophilia in our cartoons. We just we just have children's entertainers dance our children in real life.
In secrecy.
Speaking of horrible events, We'd like to say congratulations and so long to five dipshits in a tube who perished tragically when their tube that they had not passed safety standards for fucking imploded. Yeah, they all died.
Well, by the time the listener is hearing that, this is going to be very old news, but I'm still very happy they're dead. And you can have that live on fucking air.
I just think it's fucking hilarious that the guy that everyone's like, so we don't build our subs out of carbon fiber because repeated depressurization breaks it. This guy, I build it out of carbon fiber and I don't scan it every time I use it.
No, I actually disagree with you there. I think keep build more of this, keep doing this shit. Yes. I vote for that.
What I think should happen is that the billionaires should get on another submarine and all go on a trip to see this graveyard to their fellow kind the same submarine.
I think to and from their submarine, they should also take a helicopter ride just to make sure, right?
Yeah, just to make sure. Also, Frosty, I just sent you something.
Ah, fuck. What did you send me in this audio medium?
You can read it out.
List of inventors killed by their own invention.
Thomas Andrews Jr. was an Irish-born businessman and shipbuilder. He was the naval architect in charge of the plans for RMS Titanic. Stockton Rush was a pilot, engineer, and businessman who saw the design and construction of his submarine, the Titan, to take tourists to visit the wreck of Titanic. In June 2023, the craft imploded en route to the Titanic, killing Rush and everyone on board.
It is very fitting that this fucking dipshit killed himself trying to find the Titanic.
They weren't trying to find it, they were just trying to fucking stare at it.
Yeah, okay, we know where the Titanic is. I know you're
like, what
I know
fuck
what
is
I meant.
It?
I know what I meant. But yeah, like, it's very fitting.
There weren't any windows, they were just looking at screens. They couldn't take them anywhere. Window.
Yeah, it was a convex.
They had a window.
They had a window?
Yeah, it was a $1 million convex window to make the skippers bigger.
Was it?
And it wasn't the Kill James Bond fucking fish window. What it actually was, right, we put a glass porthole in the submarine rated at 1,500 meters.
Oh my
god.
The Titanic
is at 4,000 meters.
Oh my god.
So stupid.
The whole, like, there's a thread on Twitter someone did comparing DSV Challenger 1, which is the thing James Cameron wrote to the Marinara's Trench, and this death trap, and it's like, how has this death trap not killed anyone until now?
Oh, yeah, God. famously that trench is where they discovered Marinara's sauce.
That's where they get it from.
Yeah. That's why it's so expensive.
They send little billionaires down there with little buckets.
You wouldn't kill me, submarine, would you? I'm just a little birthday billionaire.
That's why the 19-year-old was on board. It was his dad's birthday / Father's Day. And he said, I wouldn't have gotten on that sub for $1 million to his mum, but his dad said, please. And he said, oh, okay, daddy. And now he's dead.
I know he's a billionaire, but that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
No sympathy. But
the kid was at a liberal university. Maybe he'd have turned out okay.
Yeah. Would have been also, giving out all his money to everyone.
Speaking of the submarine. Sure.
Yeah.
In the week that the U.S. Supreme Court will cancel student loan cancelling, it's come out that OceanGate got a $500,000 loan written off.
Oh.
Well, they needed that money more.
They did.
Yeah.
Listen, I know that you're trying to struggle to be able to work off your debt after spending, like, 7,000 years trying to become like a nurse or a doctor or whatever, but look,
7,000 years.
But I am afraid that the Bank of Silicon Valley needs the money more than you do.
Oh, I hate it. Now back to Stargate.
And now the continuation.
I do love that we're on a tangent, having not got a second into the episode. That's a record for us, I feel.
I think we've gone on tangents before the episode's even started.
Well, no, but okay, that's the one thing which we already did today, but I mean as in, like, once we actually start talking about the episode, it normally takes
that's
more
true.
Than 1 second of runtime before we go on a tangent.
I think the problem is, it's not that we've got an average episode, it's just we had a lot to go on a tangent about.
Yes.
It's not like last week where we had a good episode, or the week before where we had a bad episode where nothing happened.
This is just, I don't even know what to say about this episode. This is a weird one, and I don't know why they made it.
The problem with this one is that this episode is, well, it's you gotta remember, this episode is basically a ripoff of an Evangelion episode.
Ooh. Oh, fuck, is it?
Yeah, and it's a ripoff of a Michael Crichton book. It's specifically very similar to the episode Lilliputian Hitcher. Which is the one where...
I think I've had one of those before.
Lilliputian Hitcher is the... It's kind of like one of the middle episodes. It's the one where we first get to meet the Magi and where we see the hot doctor lady, like, cutting open her mum's computer brain to do complex maths on it.
That's just, you know, that's something we all have done.
Yeah. It's universal experience.
There was a way that you described this while we were watching this, Ember. If you recall.
What?
You said this is a Doctor Who episode.
Yeah. Sorry, I was... It was kind of in the ending, it was like it was gesturing towards being a Doctor Who episode with none of, like, the grounding that would make a Doctor Who episode make sense.
It definitely
has the feel of, like, they made this episode on, like, a shoestring budget in, like, and, like, wrote the script in about 10 minutes. The entire script of this episode is just, like, there's an orb and everyone is screaming.
Someone had, like, a kind of a cool, like, idea at the start, and then they were like, oh, fuck, we got 5 minutes to finish it. We got 5 minutes to make it make sense. Help.
Well,
and it didn't help.
This is the thing. The person who wrote this episode only wrote 2 episodes.
Oh.
He wrote this one, and he wrote the, oh, hello, Daniel Jackson. I am your Dutch uncle, grandfather, and I am here to help you speak to the Crystal Skull aliens. Excuse me, I must have some boot polish now.
And this writer was summarily executed after...
for their crimes.
His name is Jared Paul, and he starred alongside Richard Dean Anderson and Q and John DeLancey, a.k.a. Q, in a short-lived series called Legend. Which is a 1995 sci-fi drama.
Yeah, welcome to Legend Oversight, the next spin-off podcast that we've started. I think we have about 15 of them at this point.
Like, his name is Jared Paul, and I'm trying to find out if he's related to Jake and Logan.
I don't trust anyone that has 2 first names as a name.
He does not seem to be related to either of the Paul brothers. Thank fuck. One of them is a horrible piece of shit, and the other one should stick to wrestling. And be less of a horrible piece of shit.
Stargate!
Speaking of old things, the orb. The orb that Daniel thinks has been there since Neanderthal times that they find in the thing while they're wearing the clunky SGC spacesuit.
Fucking love those shitty spacesuits they're wearing. It's so incredible.
Again, like, those spacesuits make it feel like a Doctor Who episode.
You're right, they do.
Yeah, they really started on the right foot.
They loved putting Matt Smith in a shitty spacesuit. And then they did it to Capaldi as well. And then they kept Clara around for 3 seasons. Why?
I thought it was very strange that when Peter Capaldi was the Doctor, he kept running around calling everyone cunts and, like... and, like, threatening to, like, end their political career.
Yes.
So, Stargate, they are sort of, like, doing, like, wee-woo-wee-woo on the orb. Mm. And they're like, this orb appears to have some electromagnetism. And it's hot inside, and it's got radiation. How curious. We must ponder this orb.
Indeed. Daniel thinks it is a time capsule.
Yeah, because he's a dipshit.
Tilk is also a dipshit. He thinks it might be a booby trap and then giggles at the word booby.
Now I reveal something for the audience
my
and also
sheet of notes, which involves the word booby.
I was like, Imba, hey, you might want to get like something up so you can make some notes on this, and then right at the end you told me the only thing you had written was booby.
Nice. Hold on, I need to refill my water. You can giggle at that. That last of the cider went down the wrong way.
And then I fucking woke up like at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, damn, I need to ask Frosty to download the booby drop.
I'm so sorry I didn't do it.
And it's okay because I forgot to tell you.
Booby.
Booby.
I was like, this is me. This is my part of the episode.
Speaking of STEM, though, you're right. We've got to study the orb.
We have got to study the orb, so we're going to take it home, and we're going to take it to like an off-world site where it can't cause any damage or risk or anything.
I forgot to mention.
Yep.
There is a reason why Daniel thinks it's a time capsule.
Well, there's
a specific reason for that, and that reason is so that Daniel can say the line, "Oh, look, it's a message in a bottle."
Oh, yes.
He can title drop the fucking episode. That's the only reason I think it's a time capsule.
My notes to say, he said it, he said the episode title.
we're all making, like, the soy face when we point at the screen.
I'd love to know if someone made that the episode. I don't have any talent, even the modicum of talent.
As Hope alluded to, we don't take this orb to a safe location, like that weird bunker where we tried to nuke a child. No, we're just gonna have it just sit in here and try and mount it.
Yeah, we're not going to, you know, take it to the off-world sites that we have that you were filling up with fucking scientists at the end of last season.
Literally just take it to that fucking nuke room from that episode.
Yeah, the nuke room.
Just have the mysterious orb that could be dangerous anywhere but Cheyenne Mountain.
Unfortunately, that nuke room we're using it to house refugees in now.
I mean, Gulf War refugees, I guess?
I don't know.
Their room is, where I'm hiding Monica at the moment.
Oh no. Got her own room.
I told her to take that dress down to the laundry. But she took it to the nuke room instead. Now Jack O'Neill found the dress and it's not good.
Clinton sounds very exhausted.
I think it's been a long day. Well, let's carry on. So the orb glows upon being put in the mouth, which probably ominous, probably nothing.
Don't worry about it.
And then it's opening time.
It is. I made the very important note, which we'll get to in a second, but they're like, yeah, we've got to secure the orb, we've got to analyze it as soon as possible. But also importantly, I wrote a note here, which was Italian chefs are undressing Jack.
What?
Well, they're wearing, like, the fucking, like, Chernobyl, like, uniforms, but for, like, the radiation stuff, but they look like they look like they're fucking chefs.
Yes.
I a cleaner the jack. I do not secure the orb. Yep, that is right. This
cancels the anti-Italian racism.
For the first time in a while, I think since Under Siege, we've done an anti-Italian racism again.
Yay! Me looking at the sign that says it has been so many days since anti-Italian racism.
That's our third sign on the wall.
Sadly, like, flipping it over to zero.
Wall. We have an entire wall that's just days since anything, and they're all at zero.
It does. We do tend to reset the signs an awful lot more than we should. Days since X mentioned, days since Y mentioned, days since we offended the Italians, days since actionable threats. But anyway, the orb.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the orb.
In fairness.
Is that loud enough to be heard?
Yeah, yeah. In fairness, though, okay. We didn't make any actionable threats this episode.
We haven't yet.
We celebrate deaths that have already happened.
That is true.
I think if we had if we had recorded this episode a bit earlier, we would be talking about how much we hoped that they would be dead, which would both age simultaneously like a Schrodinger's cat, both age incredibly well and incredibly poorly at the same time.
Ah, yeah. I mean, at least they went out like USS Thresher and not like the Kursk. But then again, Billy and Ez do deserve to go out like the Kursk.
You
so,
know what? They,
you know
what? You know what? They were looking to try and see the Titanic, but instead they found the orb.
Indeed, they found.
Oh, yeah, that's the orb.
So yeah, they're just sort of casually, like, looking at the orb and also just have, like, a computer in the background and Carter
they
is...
have a guy doing computer stuff.
Yeah, there's a guy doing computer stuff who is just standing there just sort of being like, man, I want to fuck Samantha Carter so bad.
Yeah. Do you want to know the worst bit about this man? This isn't his only appearance.
What?
How's it not his only appearance?
He died.
He doesn't die.
He died of heart disease.
He survived the orb and he shows up in like four more episodes.
For fuck's sake.
But he is not trying to fuck Samantha Carter.
Yeah, he's basically... they're pondering the orb. And just sort of casually they know, oh, cool, just discovered some new elements. Doesn't really matter. It's not a big deal. But,
Yeah, write that down, computers man.
yeah. Nothing important, right?
Right.
Yeah. If I was like any person in that room while Carter was saying that, I would have been, hold up, go back on that one.
Hey, it's fine. It's not like we've not already discovered Naquada and Trinium and all that other good shit. Like, we discovered four new elements just since we started the program now. We've doubled it.
I just discovered a new element finding whatever weird fluid was on my socks this morning.
Oh no.
Imba, what were you doing last night?
Hey. No,
what do you mean? Why would Imba and I be doing anything?
Oh, you know. Don't leave.
No. As I have told you once and many times after, and I will tell you again... I only have eyes for one person, and one person alone, and that's you, Anon, listening right now. I love you. I'm just giving up.
I left a pause so that Anon could respond.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. And on whatever you just said there, that was very insightful, and I love you. You're so intelligent and handsome or beautiful and...
handsome and or beautiful.
Yes.
Please delete as appropriate.
Delete as appropriate and or does not apply to you. Yes. Hey, listen, Anon, you're such a good girl, boy, MB, dog,
unless,
witch,
unless the
pet.
Person...
I'm going to keep...
Unless the person listening right now is Randy Pitchford, then go fuck yourself.
This is Randy Pitchford Nation!
Yes!
Reset!
So,
you've reset all three of them today.
Yes! I'm on a
what
roll,
else is there
let's
left
go.
To reset? Actionable threats.
We'll get there. I'll find a way.
Actionable threats. Well, I know that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are boxing, and I hope they when they do this. And
Oh, fuck, yeah.
I hope they have a nice time.
Tangent time. Tangent time.
Going to fuck.
There, I reset the actual threats counter.
Speaking of us talking about how dangerous the orb was, I missed one little part before we move on, which is that we're looking at, they were pondering the orb, and they notice that there's what appears to be some little writing on there.
Yeah.
There is so much writing on there, and Jackson gets all excited and jizzes his pants.
He does.
He does.
But unfortunately, he never learned to read.
I never learned to read. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, my notes just before this say, "Ha ha! It's funny because Carter is pretty and people can't be professional." Because we're in the 90s and we're doing this weird pseudo-feminism that's not feminism.
Yeah, there's the guy, there's the computer man who was at the whole time, he is just going, oh, hooga, wow, wow, the whole time.
Boobies, boobies!
And like, and both Sam and Daniel are like, excuse me, sir, we're trying to work here. Look, I know that I have some incredible pecs, sir, but... I think we dropped there for a second.
Did we?
Oh, no.
We're still going,
oh, but good. It seemed we dropped for a second. It might just be me, but...
I don't know.
Well, we're still recording, so I should be fine. Anyway,
We will be fine.
So, yeah.
We while are 30 computer... minutes in, and we've barely touched the episode.
Incredible. So, while computer guy
minutes,
is
sorry.
Thirsting over Daniel,
Samantha, but yes.
No.
All right, yeah, sure. He's thirsting over Daniel Jackson.
Very interesting episode.
Daniel Jackson has the same effect on women
I
that
meant,
I seem to do.
I meant what I fucking said, okay? Jack, the boys from NRD, they want to look at the orb, but it would be too dangerous to send it there. Or send it to a place that would be safer to send it. And actually, and probably, in fact, it would probably be safer if we sent it to them.
Well, don't worry about it. Anyway,
No, in seriousness, it would be way safer if they sent it to them.
The NID would fuck it up so hard. It would be hilarious, and we would all be dead. Like, the NID would kill us all.
I mean, yeah, but they would, like, never have taken it near a Stargate, so they just would have left the orb there and been like, I don't know what it does. Never interact with it, never put any energy into it.
They would.
Soon as they see, like, the little writing on it, they'd be like, oh, I'm too tired now.
This is boring.
Yeah. This is nerd shit.
Man, this orb's for nerds. Damn it. They don't want it anymore.
Yeah, we work in intelligence. We're not nerds. Yeah, so... okay, you have 24 hours to study and ponder the orb, because you need to be sent out to a new mission. It's very critical that you be sent to this place in 24 hours for literally no reason, because it's just a random place we've never been to before, and there was absolutely nothing time-sensitive about this mission.
You're going here to explore this primordial planet that you will hopefully have a lovely time on.
Chekhov's primordial planet.
The numbers!
Yes!
What do the numbers mean, Mason?
They're
pondering the orb still, and there's some weird numbers. They don't know what they mean.
They think it's English at first, but then Jackson's like, holy shit, what if it's maths, not English?
What if it's the language of nerds?
No.
Well, I can't do anything. I'm done.
But then suddenly there's a big, big surge in electromagnetism and magic, and also there's radiation.
Wow.
Oh no! The orb! It's not we're not pondering the orb anymore! The orb is pondering us!
No, that comes later.
It's gone. It's like they're going, oh no, yeah. Oh no. The orb opens. The demon core has gone critical. literally, they say it's radioactive, and then we get a blue flash. So
everybody's dead.
Yeah, even if they stop the orb and what it's about to do, everyone in this facility is dead in like 3 days.
That's Cherenkov radiation, at least.
Yep.
Maybe not the base, but everyone in that room. There's probably enough concrete.
Okay, you're right. But
also,
okay.
I want to point out that, like, they say it's spiking in heat, alpha and beta, and beta alpha. Yeah, your skin will probably block it, but beta ain't good.
Not good. In fact, it's very bad. Yeah, it means it's not finished. It means the game's not finished yet. You can't have the orb out in beta status, can you?
No, it's all been beta.
You. So yeah,
still got bugs.
Yeah, still got bugs. They just send it back to the dev team. So they open up the gate and they throw the orb through, it, and then the episode ends.
What actually happens is the orb grows fucking spikes. It's like,
And it's like, yeah. I do not want to leave. I wish to stay here in the gate room. I will retract spikes everywhere, including inside Jack O'Neill's fucking shoulder.
Yeah, the orb just yells, a test of your reflexes, and just starts throwing spikes everywhere.
Yeah, and, and Jack, he fails his acrobatics check, I guess.
If he specced into that, otherwise he may have to make a simple dex check.
That's true, you're right. And he's now just impaled. He's impaled against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's having a good day.
Yeah, man, I wish that were me.
Hmm.
You see the orb, you're like, God damn, I want you to pin me up against the wall. But
I mean,
like,
as we've learned from instance like Nutty Putty Cave, being improperly suspended is very bad for you.
Ooh. It is.
So yeah, we must acquire Jack O'Neill's small stepladder shortly. Yeah, the orb has spiked Jack for his crime of selling ice cream on a French beach.
Where do you think?
Yeah,
wait a minute, that's not French.
The immediate thing that they decide to do is, hey Tiao, could you mind going and getting your staff weapon and shooting the orb?
Kill the orb before it kills me too.
I think it's just like Sam who's like, hey,
I object to this.
You know this is made of metal, right? If we zap the metal orb, we're going to electrocute and kill Colonel O'Neill.
I think it will be fine. As General Hammond, your objection is noticed, but we gotta do
something. Your objection is noted, but
Captain Carter, I demand that you go and you stick that fork in the electric socket.
Frankly, my dear Captain Carter, I don't give a damn.
Frankly, I don't give a damn. We have been instructed to test whether or not this gold toaster is waterproof, and you have to drop it in the
Ah, me looking at bathtubs in the home department. This is a joke. I don't want to kill myself.
Anyway, Before he actually does it, they're like, everyone get the fuck out of the room. Yes. Because TL... So
when you're getting an X-ray.
Yeah, TL is probably about to suicide bomb the gate room, so...
TL comes in with a bloody lead apron on, like... you don't need one of these, it's fine.
TL walking in with SG-5, the Irish SGCT, when they start unpacking the fertilizer.
Yeah, everyone's behind the safe shielding, and Jack is inside that one X-ray machine that killed everyone. But yeah, he fucking zaps the orb and, you know, the metal orb and it electrocutes Jack and he basically fucking dies.
Mm. Oh, he didn't die, but he is not happy, boy.
He's not happy about it, yeah. And more importantly, did the opposite of actually helping, didn't it?
You also find out that the thing is 100 times stronger than steel, so it's going to be quite hard to cut through.
Mm. But we're going to try it anyway!
Yeah, that little man, the man with his blowtorch.
Yeah, we will get to Sergeant Siles' attempt in a minute.
He's going to get to it.
First, General Hammond is on the phone.
Well, the NRD, they want to see the orb. And I say to them, well, you can come and try and get it if you want. We'd love if you can remove it.
Yeah, we've locked the door. You can't get into the base.
Oh, I would love if you were able to remove this orb. We're not.
Won't someone rid me of this accursed orb?
Yes, we must lock down the whole mountain.
Wildfire protocol.
Lock the mountain.
Yes, as we all know, this is a base in California. We must enact this protocol constantly.
Oh, Jesus.
And yes, they're all agonizing.
No, but we thought the orb would be a good orb, but the orb was a bad orb!
We thought the orb would solve global warming.
Instead, it's done quite the opposite.
It increased it! No! Listen, we will use the orb as a power source, and then we will move our planet and the moon around 40 miles that way, thus increasing Earth's orbit, and we will call this week Robot Party Week! Why? There's no robots involved. I don't know. I had a stupid idea. But yes, it's Murphy's Law. Eventually, something we brought back would bit us in the butt. It's bitten us in the butt hard. Fix the shit.
Eventually, something we bring back? Oh, yeah, nothing's ever gone bad from the stuff they found before and stored in the base.
The child with the nuclear... when that time they brought back Paz and she had that nuclear bomb inside her?
The time they brought back literally the wife of Space Hitler.
Oh yeah, the mass poisoner.
Can you guys stop bringing things back to the mountain, please?
Oh, sorry!
Jackson back when he was addicted to space drugs.
Let me correct myself. The two times we accidentally brought back Space Hitler,
that time the penguin from Madagascar, we killed the penguin of Madagascar.
No, Kowalski, a boy! Kowalski,
yeah, that time we led an I'm dead, sir. You need to let me go. It was 3 years ago, sir. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, Skipper, the accident was 3 years ago. You gotta let it go.
Not Private Kowalski. I need my analysis, damn it.
Fucking haunting. Haunting Penguins of Madagascar short film.
I'm pretty sure that like half of this, half of the audio of this episode is going to be completely unusable.
Yeah, we'll see what we get out of it. Ready for a half an hour episode?
Yeah, we're completely just torching the orb. It's doing fucking nothing. But you know what?
Yeah, O'Neill is on a giant ladder.
He's like sweating.
Yeah.
He has somewhere to sit.
And in like incredible amounts of pain. And he's like,
and he
help,
says,
I'm...
it's hot.
It's hot, yeah.
Help, and... I'm dying. It's so hot. And they're like, it's hot. That
you're
means
in
it's
the
working.
UK, Jack.
That means it's working. Keep using the blowtorch.
Meanwhile, Teal'c goes to Sylar and is like, your progress sucks. And Sylar's like, I'm sorry, sir, the blowtorch melted my pronouns badge. And my pride flag.
No.
I will bother you no more, Sergeant.
But they're like, what if... Hey, he's sweating. You know what other time you sweat?
When you're ill.
That's right. When historic allegations about your conduct in the 1970s arise.
Jack, what were you doing in Iran? Why did that nuclear reactor explode? Jack, why did you kill the Iman?
You don't understand. You see, there's a thing called the Satanic Zone. It makes you do crazy things.
Listen, Commander, you need to understand. This wasn't exactly... Oh, is that a T? Fuck! Wait, where is it? It wasn't exactly an official operation. What have I put it under?
Yeah, me when I get the back alley SRS.
It's against regulations. Wasn't exactly an official mission. You know what I mean.
That's right.
Listen, you need to understand, though.
I'm not married to it.
Okay. We need to get everybody antibiotics because, oh my god, we're studying the orb and... It's a flesh-eating disease!
Yeah, it's like, it's a radioactive superbacterial virus, and it's also eating Jack O'Neill's flesh.
Does it need to be radioactive?
Yes.
I think that's overkill, really, isn't it? I think you were good enough with just being a flesh-eating disease.
No, it's fine.
Don't worry about it, it's fine.
Yeah, it's a flesh-eating radioactive disease that also gives you erectile dysfunction.
Now, Brian has erectile dysfunction. Only Brian, though. I know, it's weird. Yeah.
I'm gonna use a joke I did with Inba while we're watching it again, but they bring in some UV lights, and then I'm like, oh my god, why is Jack O'Neill just entirely blue?
Yeah, no, my joke does say... Why on earth was there an orgy in the gate room? Why, when did this place turn into Bergheim?
Just every surface of this Air Force base is blue.
Listen, but we ran out of budget. We had to host Bergheim in here for one night.
They had to host Bergheim in a different country, in a different venue. Even though they already
in the
have
middle
a venue.
Of a mountain.
They already have a venue. It's called Bergheim.
Okay, fine. Some guy called Elon Musk insisted that we run a Bergheim over here because he couldn't get into actual Bergheim, so he could say he'd been to Bergheim.
Wait, what do you mean he couldn't get into Bergheim? He didn't want to go there because it's not cool.
let's be real. Elon Musk would have gotten into Berkheim and ended up in the fucking cum pit and had no idea what was going on.
Cum pit.
Can you imagine your entire relationship? Not in fact, no, not just an entire relationship. The existence of a human being all hinged on two people being really scared of Rocco's basilisk.
Not just Rocco's basilisk, but also the torment nexus from We Mustn't Build the Torment Nexus.
That is Rocco's basilisk.
Yes, I know. But he wants to do Rocco's basilisk and the torment nexus.
Well, he doesn't want torment to nexus do... Is... He doesn't want to... You understand? He doesn't want to do Rocco's basilisk, but he must do Rocco's basilisk. Otherwise, he will be tortured by the basilisk for not doing the basilisk.
Why does he simply not do the basilisk?
Because what if he's in one of the simulations where the basilisk has already been made and now it's torturing him?
Then you don't give a shit and you try and escape?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Why is it inevitable that someone makes the basilisk? And the basilisk has already been made, why will it torture the people who didn't make it in a simulation, but will not torture them if they make it in the simulation?
Don't worry about it.
Get humans together, they make basilisks. You start making murderous basilisks.
What if the orb is the basilisk, though?
Oh. Now we have to make the orb.
we have to make the orb.
Oh, yeah. That's the orb.
Rocco's orb.
I wish I'd isolated the scream just so I could play the scream whenever you say the orb and just...
that's the episode title. That's the episode title right there. It's Rocco's
orb. Rocco's
orb.
Way playing with the boys.
I like you just doing all the drops. I prefer it.
Yeah. Now the next 5 minutes in which I reenact every cum drop I have. okay, the episode.
We just made the Berkheim joke.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where in the episode we actually were.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we find out with the UV lights on, we find out that the organism can eat through concrete.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
The entire base is made of fucking concrete.
Also, the young man has been jacking it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and also, yes. Also, O'Neill has come and come. And it's eating the wires. We've got to kill it. And we need more antibiotics. But Hammond is saying, let it die, let it die, let it shrivel up and die. He's saying, nope, I will let... And they're like, nope, every single person here is going to die. Because I refuse to let you get meds.
Yeah, the entire base is made of concrete, and much like carbon fiber, concrete does not take kindly to things invading it and pressure cycling.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention as well, this is another episode where they have to make Hammond the antagonist. Because they have no external antagonist, so they just have to have Hammond constantly flip-flopping and making the worst decisions ever, because he has to be the bad guy in this episode.
The problem is, it's not that Hammond's the bad guy, it's that Hammond says, listen, I'm doing the right thing, I need to lock this base down, nothing in or out, because of the risk of infection, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's standard bioweapon protocol, and everyone's just like, but stuff! Stuff! And he's like, no stuff. Can you just not do stuff?
But you don't understand! look, we're out of lotion, and that the computer dude is going to get some really bad friction burns if we don't do something soon.
It's all over his hand. It's all over his hand. Yeah, he's in a bad way.
They discover that this is all, everything's fucky, and they can't, get any meds.
They can't leave, because, you know, anywhere we go, we'll take this with us. Everyone's infected, and I believe I can summarize the entire position at this point with this single drop.
I can't see what's happening. Are we boned?
Yeah, we're boned.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, and in the gate room with the orb, our boy successfully manages to cut through a significant part of the rod.
Oh, yeah.
And he removes it, and it's fine.
Yeah.
No.
Pecorneal is free. To rampage.
What actually happens is Teal's just standing there.
Yeah, his Teal's just standing there watching, and, like, the second that part of this fucking rod breaks up, immediately stabs into O'Neill even further.
Yeah.
And Jack also, is more impaled somehow.
Yes. Also, Teal'c has learned how to make jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Wild horses cannot pull me away.
He says undomesticated equines cannot remove
That's it. Yes, 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 yes.
Remove me. Because... Why does he sound like Roger Moore?
Roger Moore. Undomesticated equines can pull me away from that moon pussy.
Undomesticated equines can pull me away from that pussy.
I mean, I could see him saying
that. Oh, Roger Moore is moon pussy. So yeah, Jackson's like, it says exponential growth, but what? Why? What if we turn the page? Which they do.
He turns the page.
Well, we don't have time to see this because instead we have the biggest waste of time in the episode.
Dr. Frasier, please go to find Carter, and you've got to tell her that I'm thirsty and down bad as fuck.
Dr. Frasier, if I don't make it, tell her my dick was massive. And Dr. Frasier's like, that's my girlfriend you're talking about, bro. What the fuck?
This was the time that I went on my Frasier rant about how Frasier would have been better if it was Dr. Frasier.
And again, Frasier during this rant, I corrected you and said, well, it's already Dr. Frasier.
Yeah, they're already dating.
The show Frasier involves a man called Frasier who's already a doctor.
It should have been her. God damn it. It should have been her.
Anyway, welcome to Cheers Oversight.
Welcome to 2.5 Men Oversight.
We just stopped making spin-off podcasts, don't we?
No.
I refuse.
If we remove our hand from the lathe, the multiverse might shatter.
Yeah, we've got to do another a crossover stream where we promote the pod again, and it's just me playing Tech War.
I mean, yeah, we can do that, and I can sit there with you and laugh.
Well, you can laugh. I can be in extreme pain from playing Tech War.
I mean, I want to point out, right, I was in extreme pain playing Alien Isolation, mostly because I was being stressed the fuck out, and then the alien killed me several times.
Yeah, I kept telling you that the alien was behind you, and you weren't listening.
You weren't saying the alien was behind me. You were being a bitch most of the time.
I said several times the alien is behind you right now. In none of those instances was the alien actually behind you, but I definitely said it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to be jealous. I was going to be generous and say, you know, sometimes it was and sometimes it wasn't. You know, just like, no, it never was. Anyway. Orb.
The orb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the orb.
The orb.
Every so often, the orb, we just remember the episode.
The orb will
like,
not release Jack.
No.
Refuses to release
Jack. Is
Jack.
Very moist and slick at this moment in time. I just have to mention it. You know. He's been sweating a lot. I was just like, this man is so wet.
This man is incredibly wet.
He is.
Like, is the Jack O'Neill creepy or wet? Wet. The Jack O'Neill is wet.
Oh, he's wet.
Yeah, so, the bad
and
news is...
so am I.
Frosty! Listen, the bad news is we fed this thing energy. Okay, what's the bad news? It's reproducing. Ah! Cock.
That's not good.
No, that's bad. Mm. Well, the good news is we worked out it needs 0-2. So we're going to take all the weebs in the anime body pillows and throw them in the incinerator. And that will hopefully slowly starve it and slow its growth.
Mm.
Well, if we put all of the weebs in the incinerator, we won't even have enough, we won't have any US armed forces left.
We need to sacrifice them at a steady rate so that we have enough weebery to stay alive and man the base, but not to prevent its growth. But unfortunately, all my friends are inside the pewter, and now the organism is inside my computer. No! My friends are in my pewter! Get out!
The orb knows how to code. The orb has learned to code.
The orb is putting on some programming socks and cat ear headphones.
No!
Pulling on the arm warmers.
O'Neill, the orb looks like a feline right now. Why is it doing this?
O'Neill, what is this trans girl, gamer girl bullshit?
O'Neill, what is a femboy?
You could never call this girl gamer girl's bullshit.
O'Neill, why is she ordering large amounts of Gundams instead of doing her job?
O'Neill, why is this young man in a pink schoolgirl outfit and carrying a beverage can?
O'Neill, why is the blonde-haired lady surprised when the pink-haired lady drops her trousers?
again, okay, days since Astolfo Monster Energy Can Dick mentioned, 0.
Just shaking my head as I could flip the sign around. We got so close to 1.
Just opening tweet. Me just live opening tweet deck and live tweeting this.
But it do be noting how to code, though. He's in the computer.
He is in the computer, yeah. And, it's everywhere. It's eating the pipes! It's eating the pipes!
It's even eating me!
They're going to, like, try and drain all of the oxygen and try and, like, suffocate the orb, I guess? And to stop it from growing, and she has to walk around a long way to reach the lift because there's an environmental hazard.
No, I can't just climb over.
No, yeah. I can't. Listen, there is a gas hazard ejecting from the ceiling, and I must step around that as I have
button.
Not bought the. Yeah, I don't have a crouch button. I haven't bought the bio booster lung set to help me get around that, and I don't have the grappling. The grappendix, either.
It's called
so
the grappendix, thank you very much.
But I don't have my grappendix, so I'm going to have to just walk around this. Yeah, I'm going to have to take the list, you know?
Yeah,
oh,
so...
yes. And ignore all the signs saying, in case of fire, biological activity.
There is no fire!
Alien yeah, okay, fine. But there should be a sign, like, in case of alien possession of computer, do not use left.
Yeah, she's trapped in there. It won't open. Daniel is rushing with the fireman's axe. Apparently the orb has goo now?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have goo before, but it does now.
Every good orb
only has goo for this scene.
Yes, only this scene, yes. So that we can see Carter in peril, because otherwise it would be an invisible threat creeping towards her.
No, I don't feel like this woman is in enough danger. Add the goo.
But yeah, hey, Teok, stop. You've got to stop burning it. We have to suffocate Jack O'Neill and kill him.
Hey, Jack, have you ever been into breath play before?
Really?
No? Now's a good time to get into it.
Hey, Jack. So, Jack, how do you like breathing in oxygen? How would you like to breathe in CO2 instead?
Jack, how would you like a ticket on the Titan submarine?
I mean, why? Oh, no. Why are you complaining, Jack? There's two oxygen molecules right there. But yeah, they're starting to, you know, drain it, and suddenly the auto destruct turns on.
Oh.
And then Hammond's like, probably should have mentioned that the wildfire protocol automatically turns on the autodestructs somehow. But me saying the word wildfire at an inopportune moment, the autodestruct will activate.
Yeah, it just, if someone on the base says the words wildfire, it just blows up.
Damn it.
Hey, Meanwhile, downstairs, a bunch of people are playing charades.
Hey, have you... Hey, just watching the telly and being like, hey, you heard about those wildfires in California?
No!
No? Shit! Playing Star Rail and be like, oh, so you're wildfire! Fuck!
No one else but you plays fucking Star Rail.
Listen, the amount of times I've opened up YouTube on my phone, I keep getting Star Rail ads on my phone.
like,
fuck off, I already have Natasha, I'm not using her.
Yeah, that's like the Frosty one ad. One that's the those. One ad that I just keep getting all of the time on YouTube on my phone, is her.
Yeah. Frosty got one of those and she was like, I don't need you to tell me to play Star Rail, I've already got hope for that. You got name dropped.
I don't go around telling people to play Star Rail, though.
She's lying. Yesterday she came to my house, started throttling me around the neck, saying, I will not leave until you play Star Rail. And then I said, okay, I will play Star Rail. She left, I locked the door, and I am not playing Star Rail.
There's some pretty damning evidence.
That's unfortunate, because I remember what you said a few episodes back about Redacted.
Again, your house. Your strategy doesn't work because I don't remember anything I've said.
Your strategy, where you told the listener how to break into your house.
They can't. It's been fixed
how
already.
How you explained... How you solved you locking yourself out of your house.
Yes. It's been fixed already.
Okay. Oh, can we try and solve this? I was streaming for like 6 hours today.
Yeah, and I also have to get up early in the morning and go to the airport.
Oh, Jesus.
I have to get up early and go to work.
And here we are, pondering the odd.
Listen, the orb has destroyed us.
The orb has.
That's the orb.
The orb that came from the hole.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, speed run to the end of the episode, I guess.
Is it gonna explode and the orb eats?
Yeah, it's gonna explode and they're gonna eat the explosion. That's really bad. They're reducing the oxygen, but it's not quite doing enough yet. But we need to break up all of this intense moment by saying, Carter, you need to go visit the sim.
Yeah, my notes that you just say, Skip, we don't have time for this bullshit. Fuck off.
Hey, please, whatever you do, please don't say any kind of sentence to me that would death flag me. You're going to live.
He lives.
No, he fucking doesn't. I haven't
Sir
seen...
appearing in four...
I haven't four seen those episodes yet, so in my mind, as far as I'm aware, he's
dead. To me.
and he will remain dead until I see him again.
Sorry, Frosty. Sarah Perry in 4 more episodes.
Fuck this guy. I preferred it when he was dead.
Like, I love the fact that they just decided that this kind of intense Base Under Siege style episode was the time to introduce random guy who is hot for Carter.
Yeah, Steven Seagal.
Random guy whose only characteristic is I would like to fuck Samantha Carter.
Yeah, it's Steven Seagal, but not like younger Under Siege Steven Seagal. It's like modern Steven, old man Steven Seagal with his like Swiss sniper glasses on.
Yes, it's current Steven Seagal who can't even get out of a chair.
What do you mean? He's fighting with the proud Russian forces in Ukraine right now. So yeah, then they decide it's not doing anything. But suddenly, there's a strange image on the screen.
So yeah, they see a flashing screen of Saddam Hussein on their computer screen.
Yeah, Daniel decides to put a piece of paper up to it, and he sees a little message saying it's not the...
You wouldn't kill her. We're just a little birthday boy. Oh, you wouldn't kill us. We're just a little birthday. Birthday
my God. Tourism. It's a website that says the Saddam Hussein they have got in custody is not the real Saddam Hussein.
What's this link? Oh my God, goatsy.com.
What is Goatsy Dance? Yes, so they decide to do
Where is this picture taking me? Somethingawful.com? Why do I have to pay $10?
What's a lemon party? So, they decide...
YTMND? What's this?
I don't understand. How can a dog be a man now?
Please tell me you sent that to Imber.
What, lemon party?
You the man now, dog.
Wait, what? Just YTMD?
Yeah.
The website?
You
are
the man now, doggy. Yes. It's the perfect thing to send to your trans mask friends.
Aww.
You're the man now, dog!
Oh, yes, I see, yes. So, you're the man now, Bear. Anyway, they decide we're going to increase the oxygen now so it can speak. Hey, Tiag, would you mind murdering your superior officer?
Murdering my superior officer? There's nothing I would want more!
Yeah, so they fucking zap the orb again, and Jack dies.
Yep.
Jack fucking dies! And this isn't me doing a bit, he literally fucking dies.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
And then, and I wish my drops were working, because I don't know why they picked that line in particular, but as soon as, like, the orb wakes up and speaks through Jack, it does the fucking hello, campers, from, like, several episodes ago.
Yeah, it's his favorite line. He said hello, campers,
several
times. Oh, sorry,
good morning, campers.
Yeah, he says it in the weirdest way.
I wish I had my drops working, because of course I have that drop.
It's like kind of robotic, kind of not. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, is there anyone on this base who hasn't merged with an alien yet?
Jack, mostly.
Again,
Jack
this is
several
now.
Times.
Now. I say, is there anyone who hasn't, right?
Everyone's infected right now.
No, but I mean specifically alien merge, like... Carter's done it! Jack's done it now!
Daniel? He's only been drugged.
Yeah, we're like, we mean you no harm. Even though we did try and kill you.
Yeah, this is where it took on, like, the sort of distinct Doctor Who tone for me.
Oh,
yeah.
World
of, like,
dying.
Let's talk.
We will
let's
multiply.
Talk to the aliens.
Your explosion will nourish us, and we will kill all of you. Unless a 900-year-old alien in a funny wooden box can convince us otherwise.
He's not 900. He's fucking lying. He's easily in his 2000s at the very least. The eighth Doctor... I'm going to shut up now because I could go on forever.
Doctor Who oversight, everybody. Yeah, our world was dying. We've become the Orb. And we've turned off... Yeah, we've logged you out of Skype. We've changed your password.
We think you're very unhealthy and we don't want to be in a relationship with you.
We've taken this video of you masturbating and we're going to send it to all your address contacts.
Yes, we will. We
why were you playing Corruption of Champions on the work computer?
Yeah, so while you were in that hotel room with that Soviet spy, we were recording you fucking.
Yeah, we do have this tape of a bunch of Soviet women pissing on you.
But yeah, they're like, but what if we sent you to another planet which would where you'd be fine? Because we want to live, you want to live. How about that?
What if we sent you to Chekhov's primordial planet?
Exactly, Chekhov's the 24-hour time expedition planet, which they mentioned earlier.
Yes.
And so the orb now shuts down. Because the orb must to ponder.
The orb pondered too hard.
Yeah, that's the orb.
After pondering the orb so much, the orb itself must now ponder. But yes, it reboots all of their computers and I guess changes their passwords back?
My notes here say, dial motherfucker, dial.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, it's like, dial the gate, 1 minute, 1 minute, 30 seconds, until self-destruct. And, yeah, the gate opens, they throw it in, and the orb is now gone. Jack has been released, and they input the fucking abort code with 1 second to left.
Yeah.
Because it's, of course, it's with 1 second left. It's always with 1 second left.
Gotta keep you on your toes.
And yes, we can ponder the orb no longer, for it has gone.
Yes, indeed. And the episode ends with Jack quoting Teal'c with the words, "Wild equines, Teal'c. Wild equines."
He just says wild equines, exactly, I think.
I thought he said wild equines.
I don't remember.
That was the orb.
I was too busy.
That was Rocco's orb.
Just
that
feeling
was the
like
orb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the orb.
We have a Patreon. patreon.com/sdopodcast. Please give us money.
We have a
you get bonus episodes.
There might be orbs on
I'm Arctisha Frost. You can find me on twitch.tv/ArctishaFrost.
Hi, I'm Hope Frayall. You can find me on Twitter as @HFrayall. And on Twitch is at Hope for All. Why did we go for 2 hours for this fucking episode? I'm just gonna take a screenshot of this and just send it to Ryan and see what he says.
I was like, this is just gonna be a nice quick episode so I can go to bed early and go to the airport in the morning.
Yeah. I've worked tomorrow.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening.
Hey, we need Imba's plugs.
Oh, yeah, Imba.
I'm Imba and you cannot find me.
Thank you, Imba.
You're welcome.
Yeah, next episode.
No projects, no nothing to plug? Okay.
No, I don't have anything. I'm a very boring man.
No,
such
you're not.
Bear.
Well, I think the problem we've got is... I can't remember if we're either doing a bonus episode if the bonus episode is going to come out before this or after this. I can't remember.
I don't care. We spent 2 fucking hours talking about this. Let's go.
Yeah. No. Next week on Stargate SG-1, the role of Teal'c will be played by Vin Diesel as we find all about family.
Teal'c will return in...
Yeah, exactly.
Fast and Furious 10, Part 2.
That's not the episode.
we've joked about doing a Fast movie at some point on the pod.
No, we can't do that. That's for our other podcast, Fast Oversight.
Go suck into something that's terrible. And out. Get out! Out! This podcast is over. We're done! Why are you still here? Why are you still listening? Leave! Bye.
Don't you see? The orb is our lives now. To destroy the orb would be to destroy our very purpose. So if we wish to live long, meaningful lives, the orb must not be destroyed.
Welcome to the post-credits. Thank you for listening to another episode of Stargate Oversight. You're pretty rad, you know. Did you know that listening to Stargate Oversight makes your hair 5% shinier? It's true. Over 5% of people agree. We didn't actually survey anyone. Or do a real survey. I made that up. But that's okay, listener. You made it to the end of the episode. I hope you have a lovely time with this one. We had so much fun because the episode was just such an utter nothing burger. Nothing happened. Like, again, we went for nearly 2 hours in the base recording. And between me editing it and me, yeah, you're still going to get over an hour and 20 minutes of content, which we do so hope you enjoy. Stargate Oversight this time was Hope Freyrul, Arctisha Frost, and Imber. Ryan is also a member of our podcast crew, but he could not make it because he was suffering from a case of I want to play Final Fantasy 16. So we got Imber instead. Myself, Hope Freyrul, I am the editor. And I do basically everything around here. You know, that's how it works. Patreon.com/SGOpodcast. Twitter.com @Hope Freyrul. That's Hope, Frey, and O-R-L. I'm mostly promoting the episodes on there because I can't be asked to use the fucking podcast order. Anyway, goodbye for now. See you next week.